previously when we talked about life crises, we talked about the midlife crisis. And it was really kind of attributed normally to sort of middle-aged, maybe suffering a bit of hair loss men, convertible sports car, left the wife and kids to go and chase some younger women. But these days, the kind of problems we talk about are more around a quarter-life crisis. Been a trend in teenagers and people in their 20s having what they're calling this quarter-life crisis. The pressures of modern life are so stressful that many youths are finding it actually really quite difficult hitting that sort of, shall we say, seismic quarter century when it comes to years. Now, joining me to discuss whether the quarter-life crisis is a real deal and the rise of us chatting about it, Penny Musa. She's an adolescent psychologist. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, when we do talk about the quarter-life crisis, is this a real phenomenon?
I think it is a real phenomenon. When we get to that age, when we're transitioning in life and, you know, we're kind of looking at being more adult in our role and having more responsibilities, I think it's certainly a real phenomenon. I don't know whether I would call it a crisis as such, however, I think it's a bit of a time where we're kind of lost in transition for some of us, and we're forging our way in the world. And it's a period of just transitioning into our lives and of growth and of awakening and, you know, finding out who we are and what it is we want to do in the world. And that can actually be an exciting thing, but challenging too.
Look, I love that there's sort of a bit of visibility about talking about this now. I mean, do you think it's been a recent development that people have felt okay about chatting about this kind of time period of their life?
I think people are a lot more open as to what's happening in their lives now and talking about their issues with things like the Are You Okay movement and other kinds of things like that that are now coming through. It's really encouraging the destigmatization of talking about our issues when we're having them. And there's so much strength in sharing this stuff because the likelihood that somebody else is going through the same thing is probably pretty high. And so there's a sense of camaraderie when we're able to share those things. And it really does help us process, you know, it's kind of a part of the process. So it's helping us process what's going on in our lives in a way where we don't have to feel ashamed, that we can reach and say, yeah, hey, I'm struggling here, and just rein in some of the support that we might need, because our support fundamentally comes from our significant others in our life, our friends, our family, our partner, and we need that. So, yeah.
Look, it feels like it to me, and I may be very off base here, that younger people, there's less of a stigma for them to talk about mental health pressures.
I'm loving it. I think you're absolutely right. And a lot of that, I think, comes from the great education that we see in schools these days around positive psychology or around resilience and grit, but also around, you know, if you're struggling, reach out. We have these services available to you and we can talk about this stuff and there's no judgment. And it's really about tooling up our young people with strategies so that they can deal with these situations when they come up.
Look, I know when I turned 25, I actually just felt that the age itself was some weird pressure, this idea of a quarter of a century finally tucked under my belt. Are they sort of satirizing it a little bit, chatting about it to other people? Are these all good coping mechanisms?
Look, excuse me. I think they are really good coping mechanisms. And look, there are lots of causes for these things that come up. It might be, you know, realizing that we're more responsible for ourselves and perhaps even for others, or seeing others make more progress around us and we're not where we would like to be. We're kind of moving into more serious relationships and we're forced to make bigger decisions and commit in different ways. And, excuse me. So, I mean, there are certainly things that we might look at that might indicate that we're kind of being thrown into this this really challenging space. And I think 25 is probably probably a good age. I remember when I was 25 too, and I kind of thought, oh, wow, I'm 25. It was like this milestone, and you're kind of thinking, well, what have I achieved or what do I need to do now?
Do you think that there's, are the nature of the pressures for people turning 25 now different to what we may have experienced? Or do you think there's just more visibility of other people's success, maybe thanks to social media?
I definitely think there's more visibility of other people's success. And there's certainly a tendency with social media to see that, wow, everyone's doing so well and everyone's so happy. Well, why aren't I? But the reality is that we're only seeing the face of what people want to show us. So deep down, there's probably lots of other stuff going on. But I think that we, or for our current 25 or, you know, 20 to 30 generation, that there are more pressures that perhaps we didn't have to deal with when there wasn't social media available, and we're much more readily exposed to people's, other people's successes. And then, you know, if we're kind of feeling trapped in our life and what we're doing, and we're starting to feel irritable about that, or a bit anxious or depressed, or we're having some mood swings, then, you know, it can be a good idea to kind of limit your social media use. But we also see that in the real world with our friends and media in terms of advertisements. They're always presented in a really, really positive way. This person's doing that, or this person's doing this. And the comparison often is something with other people that can lead us into a bit of a difficult space with that.
Yes, look, it can definitely. Penny, thanks so much for speaking to Breakfast this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Nick.
Yes, Penny Musa, she's a psychologist, just talking about the fact that, yeah, you know, it's okay to feel life's pressures at any age. We might not be calling it a quarter-life crisis necessarily, according to Penny, but it is okay to feel that pressure, and it's good to be able to speak about it to other people and speak about it openly. Like I said, I certainly found a lot of pressure at 25. It's okay if you do as well.